Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see it's that perfect restoration. Remember, behold, I make all things new. And it's that word. I've tried to learn this word to make you think that I'm really a well-learned fella. And I'm not. I'm really not. And I'm going to mispronounce it, but is entropy? Entropy? Entropy. Okay. That's why Danny sits right up to the front. Entropy. You know, it's a law of part of the law of thermodynamics that things grow old, they rust, they tear apart, they deteriorate. Thank you. Okay, that law will be done away with. He makes all things new. They will be forever new, forever fresh. Isn't that something? I'm looking at Claude now. Does Daniel cut your hair? He used to, but anyway. Daniel cuts hair, all right? You won't be having to get a haircut. Let me go a little farther with that. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I had a funeral this past week. And I was off to the side talking to one of the funeral directors, and we were kind of joking about it. I said, we're not going to have any funerals in heaven. Amen and amen. No more death. And I said, you're going to be out of a job. I didn't say there weren't going to be funeral directors in heaven. I said, they're not going to have a job as far as the funeral director, because there's no more. Why? Because it's that perfect restoration. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more suffering. We see that there are no more. God has removed that curse. He invoked it. Now he revokes it. Secondly, it's a perfect administration. We see in verse number 3, but there shall be no more curse. That's the perfect restoration. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. You're talking about a perfect administration. Because he, Jesus Christ, is going to rule. Now, this Tuesday, this is a sideline, an advertisement. This Tuesday is voting day, right? Okay. Our administration has a lot to be desired. Amen, preacher. Locally, nationally, or whatever, has a lot to be desired. However, I'm encouraging you, you need to vote. If you don't vote, don't complain. Ain't that right, George? If you don't vote, you don't complain. It's not only a God-given right, it's a blood-bought right. That we could vote. And out there in the foyer is a sample ballot that I filled out. And ain't many left. Matter of fact, Casey printed a bunch of these things and they're about all gone. And I'm glad you do. If you don't know who to vote for, go out there as you leave today. And there's a sample ballot. You can take it in to the voting booth. I early voted Monday, Tuesday. I wish my wife was here. Went down here to Gil Jones. When did you go vote? It was Monday. I went Monday morning, and me and Latrice went. There was no waiting, no in line and all, and I voted, and I got it, and the guy gives you the sticker. Said, I voted early. Did you get that sticker? Put on the thing. I got two. I did. I said, can I have another? He said, absolutely, because mine would fall off, you know, all day long, and I'd put another sticker on people know I voted early. It's important to vote. Amen and amen. And if you don't know who to vote for, the judges, whatever, the sample ballots out there. But anyway, during this time where the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, it's going to be a perfect administration. And by the way, there will be no impeachment there. Amen. I could go on and on, but I got to move through this. There'll be that perfect administration. And then I want you to see the perfect subordination. There's a perfect consummation, the perfect restoration, the perfect administration, the perfect subordination. When it says in verse number 3, and his servants shall serve him, and his servants shall serve him. Right now, we fail as a whole as individuals, we really fail perfectly serving the Lord. None of us are where we ought to be in the service. But here it says, and his servants shall serve him. Perfect subordination. Literally, when he asks us to do something, immediately we go. You know, today if God tells one of the angel in the angelic order to do something, off they go. He tells us today, well, I'll think about it, or maybe tomorrow, whatever you're following. But during this time, it's going to be perfect subordination where his servants shall serve him. And we're going to get a little bit farther in this one. Look at verse number 4. We see the perfect transformation. And they shall see his face. Let me tell you, when we see God, you're talking about a change. A perfect transformation. We're going to be transformed, not just our body. Let me add this, and I'm going to have to move on because time's slipping away. Do you know that forever and forever we're going to be learning? We're not going to be like, as some other denominations think, that we're going to be as gods. We're going to be little gods and all these things. No. But forever we will be learning from the feet of Jesus. And it talks about, they shall see his face, that transformation. Won't that be something? And let me give you this one. And his name shall be in their foreheads. Again, I take this very literally. What's wrong with that? That forever and forever his name's going to be in our forehead. You know, during the tribulation period, the world's going to have the mark of the beast on their forehead. During the tribulation period, the 144,000 are going to be marked. So it's not out of... I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I take this very literally. Literally, his name's going to be in our forehead. We belong to him. And I'm going to be proud of it. Let me just move on. I could talk for hours on that one. There's no the perfect transformation. Then the perfect illumination. In verse number 5, perfect illumination. There shall be no night there. And they have no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them the light. Perfect illumination. He is the light. And let me give you two more and I'll quit. The perfect exaltation. The perfect exaltation. Where it says, and they shall reign forever and ever. How long is forever? That's a long time. Not only does it say forever, it also says and ever. So when you get to forever, then you got to hit ever. Literally, it's time out of mind. Forever and ever and ever. The Bible says, and they shall reign with him forever and ever. That perfect exaltation. We don't worship God like we ought to today. We'll have a worship service in just a few minutes, singing praises to the Lord. And listen, when you worship, every ounce of your being should be toward him. When we sing these hymns, we're going to be singing. DJ already told me a couple of the hymns we're going to sing. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. One of them is, everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. That's in your blue hymn book. Okay? Now, I want to have a fun time singing that, but at the same time, we ought to be worshiping the Lord because one day we're going to be there. We'll sing and shout and sing Waterman once ever. Sing and shout and sing his praise to everybody. We'll be happy over there. Forever and ever, that perfect exaltation. We'll be singing glories, glory, glory.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. for the Kingsmen live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's the Kingsmen in concert at 6 p.m. this Saturday, December 3rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Is our prayer.